Wonderful to be able to have another opportunity to meet together, to hear the gospel of God's grace, to realize that we would want to be here. I want you to take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Philippians, chapter 4. Philippians, chapter 4. I'd like to look tonight at verses 4 to 7. Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 to 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men, the Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Let's pray together. Our Father, this evening we ask you, help us. Lord, help us to hear, to worship. Bless your word. May Christ be exalted. For it's in his name we pray. Amen. The peace of God. God's peace. When we begin to stop and realize what is actually being said, peace with God. Now, how was that peace wrought? How did that peace come about? Turn over to Colossians chapter 1. Turn one page, probably. Verse 20. Colossians verse 20. Colossians 1:20. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. By him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. Peace. Peace to be able to settle down and to know that all things are well. One of these days, Bob, I'm going to understand that. I know it now. I know it by faith. But to realize that Almighty God has been pleased to establish peace between Himself and His people. A people fallen in Adam. Rebels against God. Those that were children of wrath, even as others that hated Him just like everybody else. And God was pleased to establish peace. Now, with that peace that has been established by the blood of Christ, I know this. I can truly rest. Now, we're in a world that's in a mess. This world's in a mess. And I'm telling you, every time you turn around, you see, it just seems as though it gets worse every day. Things I hear, things I see, I think this is a mess. I want to be able to settle down. And to be at peace in my heart, in my conscience, Because I know that peace has been established between myself and Almighty God by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm prone to let things, fleeting things, temporal things, perplex me. But the believer in the Lord Jesus Christ has every reason to be happy. Every reason to rejoice. The God of all grace has chosen to show mercy to His people. He predestinated them unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, that they should be holy and without blame before Him in love. I know this. I know that Almighty God works all things after the counsel of His own will. I know He does. If I want to know what the will of God is, just what happened today, whatever happened, that was the Lord's will. All things, whether I see the good in it or not, is this way. All things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. I know this by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Knowing Him, I've been redeemed. The Lord has put away my guilt and has forgiven my sins and forgives me every day. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I know this, that the Holy Spirit of God has regenerated me by grace and by power and sealed me, the Scripture says, until the day of redemption. I know this, being accepted in the Beloved, unless the Lord comes back, as I've said before, I'm going to die. But I know this, immediately to leave this body, I'll be present with Almighty God and we'll see Him. The Scripture says, be like Him. You know what the Scripture says concerning peace with God. Having peace with God and being at peace within my heart because of the peace that's been wrought by the blood of Christ. Verse 4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. You know why? Because I needed to hear it again. I needed for Almighty God to remind me once again, He's put away my guilt before His law by the sacrifice of His precious Son's blood. And now His Son ever liveth to make intercession for me. Reconciled. Peace. Rejoice in the Lord. These are the words of the Spirit of God. Just stop and think. This is God's Spirit saying these things. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. You know, we think of the word moderation as being something that we talk about as far as food or drink or something. Moderate, just moderation, moderate. This word right here, found one time in all of Scripture. This is it. This word right here means gentleness, humility, consideration, mildness, forgivingness. Because Almighty God has established peace between myself and God Almighty by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and knowing that the Lord is the one that works all things for His glory and my good, settle down. Settle down. That's what it means. That's what, let your moderation, that humble, forgiving spirit, gentleness, let your moderation be known unto all men. Don't deal with men according to the severity or the strictness of justice, but with mildness and kindness. Don't insist upon that which is always going to be the full extent of payment. Bear with one another patiently. Always interpret a situation in the best possible way. Give men benefit of the doubt. Put the best construction on the words and let others be respected. Why? Because peace has been established between you and Almighty God, you that know Him. Because peace has been established, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Let your moderation be known openly for the glory of Almighty God and the peace and the settledness of the body of Christ. Look at Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. Ephesians 4, 32. Be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Peace has been established. This world is just a vapor. Just as we said before, just a few more setting suns. Just not much. This life is over before we know it. God Almighty has established peace between Himself and His people. Rejoice in the Lord. Let your moderation be known unto all men. Why? Because the Lord is at hand. The Lord is near. Two or three are gathered together in my name. I'm near. The omnipresent God, the God of all grace, rejoice in the Lord. Let your moderation be known. God is close. God is close. I know this. I know that according to His Word, He's close as far as His presence. But the closeness, not only is the presence of His people, but the time of my departure. I know not what a day holds. I don't know. I don't know what's going to be. As I've said before, this may be the last time that we ever meet together just like this. Just may, the next time we meet together, it may be for the remembrance of a loved one that's sitting here right now. Let your moderation be known unto all men. Rejoice in the Lord. God has established peace. Be careful, verse 6, for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Take thought. I tell you, I know. Well, we are so prone to worry. Have you ever noticed how it's always worse at night? Wake up in the middle of the night, and I mean issues are big issues, big issues. I can remember telling myself, I said, well, if the sun would just come up, this would be better. You know, Lord, help me. Concerning being careful, being anxious, taking thought, worrying about things. Boy, I tell you this, is a tall order right here. Be anxious for nothing. Why? Peace has been established by God Almighty. The Lord is at hand. Treat others with respect. Let your moderation be known unto all men. Rejoice in the Lord. But in everything, by prayer and supplication. You know, I know that when it says be careful for nothing, I mean, we are careful in our exercise of an honorable duty. We've got jobs. Be responsible. We've got bills. Pay them. We've got the laws of this land. Be respectful to them. But here the Spirit of God instructs God's people concerning being careful for nothing. Don't fret. Don't fret. I need for the Lord to bring this to my memory again. Don't fret. Turn to Psalm 37. I want to read Psalm 37, verses 1 to 8. Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. You know, you look around, you see, I started off saying how this world just is just, there's no consistency, it seems like. There's just so much disrespect. The things that I hear, the things that I see that just, they grieve me. They grieve me. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for Him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Lord, settle me down. Lord, help me. Lord, calm me by your word. Lord, bring these words to my heart. Let me rest in the Lord. Let it be brought back to my memory. Peace. Peace has been established by the blood. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, listen, nothing is too trivial to talk to the Lord about. Nothing's too trivial. There's times that you'll have some things that you think, well, he doesn't want to hear that. There's nothing that's too trivial. What would be too trivial from your child or your grandchild? If they were burdened with something, it's not a big deal to you, but it's a big deal to them. Would not you be patient with them and listen to what they had to say? You know? In everything, I don't know how things that have seemed so trivial at first have proven to be much greater in scope than we ever realized. I don't know where that problem, that situation, that grievingness, where will that lead? Talk to the Lord about it. Ask Him. Be careful for nothing in everything. In everything by prayer, by petition, and supplication, according to your need. That which is grieving you, that which burdens you, ask Him. Talk to Him. How? With thanksgiving. Lord, I thank You that I have the privilege. Thank You that I can talk to You about this. Lord, hear my prayer. Lord, help me. Lord, because peace has been established by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I can approach You in His precious name. Lord, hear my prayer. Lend Your ear unto me. Lord, I know You hear. I know You care. Casting all Your care upon Him, He cares for you. And Lord, I know You're able. In everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. Oh, never approach Him without the acknowledgement of gratitude. Lord, thank You that I can talk to You about this. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything, give thanks. Whatever the condition, whatever our request, I tell you what, we've much more to be grateful for than anything else. We've got much to be thankful for. Whatever state we're in, whatever the state of our affliction, here's what I know. Psalm 103:10, He's not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Everything with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the promise from the Lord comes back to exactly where we started. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, all of the understanding of the natural mind. The natural mind does not understand this. The renewed mind doesn't see it as he wants to, but he sees it. The peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Peace that's been made with God through the blood of His cross. Peace that dwells in the hearts of God's people in regenerating grace. Peace because we know that we've passed from death unto life. Peace because I know there's now therefore no condemnation to them that be in Christ Jesus. I'm not under His wrath. I'm under the blood. But when He sees the blood, and He eternally does, He'll pass over me. Peace that passeth all understanding shall keep you. Keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Left ourselves, there is no peace. There's no comfort. There's no joy. I look around, and again, I see things that bother me, grieves me, disrespect before our Lord. Things that men ought to be thankful for the blessings of Almighty God, and how men, by their actions and their words, speak such blasphemous things. But you that know Him, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. In everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God that passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus the Lord. Our Father, we thank you this evening for the encouragement from your word. Forgive us where we failed you. Help us, remind us, for Christ's sake.